Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Lord, as you know, I've been in a hurry to preach this message, and I couldn't wait for this day. Jesus, our Lord, once said, I looked forward to have this cup and this bread with you. It's a moment. It's a moment of significance. This is a moment of significance. Oh, that the whole body of Christ would hear this moment of significance. I thank you, Lord, for the covenant that we have in you. Thank you, Lord, we will give you glory. Our Jesus, our Savior, Lord, there is none like you. So, Father, this morning, bless the Word of God and let it have multiple fruit in the lives of all the people and result in great freedom, great victory, Father, great success, deliverance, and everything that goes with that. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Now, let me immediately say to you this morning that we are preparing ourselves for the Passover. And the Passover has many things attached to it. If we look at the Passover, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11 says, now these things happened to them, that's Israel, as examples unto us and for our admonition, unto whom the end of the age has come. That's us. For examples and for admonition. So, having said that, let me just summarize the things that happened to them. Then we're going to take the cross and what happens to us. And it's awesome in its power, and it is most intense in its significance. But we've got to go all the way that God wants us to go. And so if you look at Israel, you have them in slavery. Then you have them travel to a place called Sukkoth, all temporary huts set up there in the desert on the western side of the Red Sea. And from there to the Red Sea, then the dividing of the waters, they go through the waters, and then Pharaoh is destroyed and left behind, and Egypt is left behind, and they are now no longer slaves, but they're actually free men. It take them 40 years to get that slavery mentality out of them before they actually enter the promised land. But they have now been delivered from Egypt and everything else. What delivered them? Not nine of the plagues. The 10th one connected specifically to the blood of lambs. That was when the power was released, because it was looking forward. It spoke of one, the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world, that would one day go through the same process. So the process then is slavery, then go to the desert and have like a shack town, if you will, and live there very shortly, and then move again, Egyptians behind them, go through the water and out the other side, and the story of that part has been completed. Bring in the New Testament, bring in Christ. Let's go, and maybe I should start with this verse. If I can, quick enough, I'm just thinking of a specific verse that happened in the case of Jesus. Yeah, here it is. Matthew 3:16. When Jesus had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting or landing or settling on him. He'd been baptized. Now, if I want to take this word baptize, it's from the Greek word baptizo. It took the theologians of the centuries to turn that thing around into something else. But if I look straight here at the dictionary, it means to dip, to immerse, to submerge, to baptize, and could also be reflective of one being washed. And so if we look at this, again, immerse, submerge, make whelmed, it is fully wet. So this word baptize means to dip under the water. Many Christians are walking without being baptized. I was in a mainline church, and it was good enough, and in many other churches, just to be sprinkled as a baby. It's called christening, and that was now the story. It is contradictory to the very word that is in the Bible. That word means a human being has to be dipped, fully wet, fully under the water, with a great purpose. Now, having said that, I want to take you to the next verse, which is John chapter number 3, verse 5. Christening is not baptism. Where it came from, who started that, I don't know. But it's not baptism. And you'll see why. Here we see Jesus was dipped, immersed, submerged, baptized. Here we also see the next thing that happened is the Holy Spirit came upon him. Now we go to John 3, verse 5. And here the Lord Jesus again speaks. And he says, most assuredly. That means definitely. If he uses that expression, verily or most assuredly, verily, verily, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he was baptized, then came the Spirit. Unless one is born, and that refers to the rebirth, of water and of Spirit, that is obviously the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Now, I want to go on, and then I want to show you another section of Scripture here that is very important. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Now, if I look at this section here, Jesus says in John 3, 5, I want you to catch it, because Harold didn't say, Jesus said. Not me said, Jesus said. Where is it recorded? In the Bible. Is it all over the New Testament? Yes, it is. Who started saying it? Clearly, Jesus. Preceding him was John the Baptist, the immerser, the dipper. The place where they baptized is in the Jordan River, and the very spot there, the water is quite deep. People get into that water. It's easy to dip one. But catch again John 3, 5 as a key verse. Most assuredly, I say to you, very verily, 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 I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Two things has to be present, water and the Spirit. Let's go a little bit further. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 10, we read a passage of Scripture. And in this passage of Scripture, there are many things that are now important. And I want you to get to this. Actually, read it from my Bible here. Moreover, brethren, that means he's talking to the church. That means Paul's talking to you by the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God talking to you. I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were under the cloud. Under the cloud. Which cloud? The Holy Spirit cloud. That cloud is created by the Holy Spirit of God. It's the cloud of the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord, the Shekinah, can never be separated from the Holy Spirit. No matter which way you look at it, immediately you know it's God. God is Spirit. John 4:24. And the hour comes, true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. They were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Cloud, water. Cloud, water. Signifying the Holy Spirit presence, water. And so they were all baptized into Moses, Old Testament. We see therefore they were all, and again the same word, baptizo, dipped into Moses, because Jesus had not yet come for the new covenant. In the cloud, again, and in the sea, the Spirit and the water. And all ate the same spiritual fruit, food, and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. That rock was Christ. So we get a picture here that is just an amazing, amazing section of Scripture. I want you to go down to verse number 11. Now all these things happened to them, 1 Corinthians 10, 11, as examples, voorbeelden, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age has come. Now, if I look at examples, we know that what that is, but admonition is literally a severe warning, calling to our attention, and even some of the dictionary says, like a rebuke. It's that strong. It's a warning. It is an explicit warning for us who are sitting here, unto whom the end of the age has come. Now, I move on. I've got a couple of notes here which in the weekend I put down. Baptism, except a man be born of the Spirit and of water, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Baptism is a major God instituted, God commanded, watershed moment for every believer. Most people do not understand what happens when true believers in Christ commit their lives to God through Him, Christ, and then obediently take the step and is water baptized. What is troubling is the fact that there are literally millions of people that stop one step before being baptized. Now, these things happened unto them as an example unto us, unto whom the end of the age has come. That's everybody. That's here. If you've been sprinkled, you're not baptized. In fact, a lecturer from Stellenbosch University, two of them, got hold of me, and I fought this thing tooth and nail because of my culture in which I grew up, and it was good enough to be sprinkled, and I never understood that I haven't been baptized. It took me 9 months until two lecturers, in fact, a third one with a doctorate in Greek, surrounded me, three men of extensive knowledge of the University of Stellenbosch, and I think the one was Pretoria, and they said, "Have you been baptized?" And I knew very well what they were talking about, because that was my big argument. Maud had already in the month of April gone to have herself baptized, and I wasn't baptized. And I said to her, "You're doing the wrong thing." And I was struggling, and I was struggling, trying to find reasons. And I went to the Bible, and I, in those days, with the little resource that I had, looked and I saw, oh, this looks like Maud's right and I'm wrong. But I was fighting it, and pride was in the way, and my, what would people say? And, you know, if you look at people, what would people say? In Hebrew, it would be people. And that pay means what is said by the people that are watching on. That's what it means. People, they observe and then they speak. They observe and speak. That's what that word, that letter says, speak. They see things, they got an opinion of this. I had opinions. Maud was at that time filled with the Spirit, and she was actually crying. And she came home, and the children said, "Mom, your hair is wet." And she came home, and Harold was as stubborn as a mule. In fact, you could put a whole team of mules in front of me. I would still be stubborn. Until those three lecturers that I knew came out of the same church that I was in, walked in front of me and say, "We know the Greek," and I was baptized. When I was baptized, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I did a doctorate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And with a baptism, that I got the left foot of fellowship. But I say to you today, I can never return to that mode. Let's go a little bit further. We go to Israel as the example. The land of Egypt signifies bondage. It signifies something in which people are caught up in, and there is slavery. Now, you will remember Acts 2:38. I can read it off the Bible here, but I'll just quote it. Where the people said, "What must we do to be saved?" on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit just been poured out on those people. And they said, "Now what must we do?" Peter, standing up, and said these words, Act 2:38, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized." Go under the water. We'll find out why. Go under the water, and you will receive the promise, which is the promise of the Holy Spirit. For this generation, this promise is to you and to all the generations and all your children until the end of the earth to follow. This promise is to you and your children and to those who are afar off until the end of the age. Repent and be baptized. What for? For the remission of sin. That word remission in the Greek word, it's a Greek word. That word means to be set free from slavery and bondage. I can read you the dictionary now, right now. Got it right in front of me. But I'm just quoting it. Remission means to take a human being who has repented and has been baptized into an era that he is no longer a slave to Satan and in bondage in a world like Egypt, where the snake is in control. You remember the turban of the pharaohs. They didn't wear crowns. He wore a turban, and it was in the snake head form, like a cobra, the Egyptian cobra. and it was, I used to call it the land of the snake. And there were so many gods of Egypt, and there was slavery, and they were beaten. And you know, a slave has no rights. A slave is in bondage. A slave has no property. A slave cannot go where he wants to go. Never gets a day's leave. A slave has got to give everything he has. Has actually got nothing. Everything belongs to his master. And we know that even in the time of the slave trade, the world slave trade that happened out of Africa to other parts of the world, which is a straight atrocity. In the time of the world slave trade, those men took the slave women in America and violated them sexually because they didn't belong to themselves. Their husbands couldn't do a thing about it. There was nobody could do anything because I bought that slave. That slave is mine. I can do whatever I want to. And they committed every kind of sin right there. Now, repent, every one of you, and be baptized to be set free from slavery, from bondage. If you catch that, you'll understand that you have to be dipped. You have to go under. You say, why? Why under the water? If it's very convenient to go like that, and some priest or somebody comes along and just splatters a few drops, and they call it besprinkling or christening. That, dear God, I actually get like I get very stirred up in the spirit, because this is Little Falls No Compromise Christian Center. Give the Lord a praise offering right there. I tell you, people have been robbed of what they could experience. They live a life still on this side, like Moses, of the water of the Red Sea, and Egypt is all around them, and they cannot understand that everything is continuously going wrong, even though they are believers. They can never understand, what is it that I'm in slavery to a lot of things? What is it that I am still alive to the spiritual slave trade? The devil's got a heyday in my house, but I'm a believer. And I saw many of those ministers drink and smoke. Ooh. I have a hippo shambuck at home. Man, if I see a man of God with a glass of wine, you want to put me on fire? Instantly. Man of God is not to be given to liquor. Man of God is a man of God. He's not a man of drunkenness. He's not, because the Bible says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. What does that mean? It means to drop wherein is excess. That in Greek means to drop all your self-control and restraints. And so I have Christmas parties and they drink and they go sleep with other women and violate other men's marriages, and adultery goes on. This thing is bad. A man of God is a man of God. If he's not a man of God, which in Hebrew says, Ishcha Elohim, in service of the Holy Trinity. As a man of God, standing there and dropping a few drops and say, you've been baptized. Besprinkel, gedoop. You're not baptized. Now, let me go into the Bible, seeing that we are on the subject and it gets so intriguing. It's a dangerous place to come, Little Falls Christian Center, because I refuse to compromise. What this book says is what we do. Here's the Constitution, by the way. How many of you accept the Constitution? Let me see a hand of everybody that accepts the Constitution. Right. So, Romans 6, verse 1 now says, and this is the most powerful thing. I fasted 8 days to get to the revelation of the Paul the Apostle. And I got to the core of it. And the course, the Bible course, Romans verse by verse, is so powerful. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? We're now believers. That grace may abound. And he says, God forbid. It's actually a very strong contradictory statement in the Hebrew. It's like, God forbid, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Stop there. Now, basically, baptism in the body, into the body of Christ. There is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the cloud, the glory. And there's the baptism, the full immersion into water. Those three baptisms. That's why Paul talks in Hebrews 6 of the doctrine of baptisms. Because there are three kinds. Right? So now, we read here, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? In the book of Philippians 2, verse 20, Paul the apostle says these words. Now follow me now, follow me now, follow me now. He's been dipped into the body of Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. What is to be crucified? That means death. The cross is an instrument of death. The cross is an instrument of judgment. The cross is an instrument of sacrifice. The cross is ultimately an instrument of God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now he hangs on the cross and he suffers. Paul says, I have been baptized into Christ. I'm dead. I'm crucified. By the process of identification, I become part of Christ. But something is missing. The Egyptians are still after me. They were after me for 9 months of my life, and I want to say 9 miserable months of my life. I was arguing with everybody and everything until those three men got hold of me, and they said to me, now you, young man, then I was a young man, you want to try and teach us? Let us teach you. Doc Bez, Pastor Tien's knows him. He was the Greek and Hebrew teacher at the AFM Theological College. He looked me in the eyes. He was taking the lead. And next to him was standing Dr. Jonker and then Dr. Werner Krier. And they were all three standing looking at me like this, and I felt like that size. And they said, like in Afrikaans, wat gaan we doen? What's wrong with you? Don't you obey the scriptures? And I stood there. Now let me tell you something. I want to show you this. How many of you believed when you were baptized into the body of Christ, you also crucified by identification? How many of you believe that you died through the cross? I need to see your hands if you believe that, right? Now, how shall we who died, notice the expression, people, died to sin. Died to sin. Therefore, the Bible speaks, the book of Hebrews, repentance from dead works. Because a dead person is incapable of sinning. I stood by my father's grave and I looked at him and I thought, well, he was in the grave then. What shot through my mind was, if you say to him now, sin, is he capable of sinning? No. Why is he not capable of sinning in the grave? He's dead. He's dead. So he can't die. I mean, he can't sin anymore. What people don't understand, 8 days, I tell you, I fasted and fasted and read everything about Paul. 8 days, I came to this statement, died to sin by the power of the cross. The blood of Jesus cleansed me from all dead works, washed away my past, and gave me a future. They walked out of Egypt. Right now, behind them, they were set free by the blood of lambs. We are set free by the blood of the Lamb of God. They had to get to be baptized into Moses. As long as they were not baptized, the spirit of Egypt had free access to them. Even though they came out of wherever they were staying in the land of Goshen, they were still in the territory of the snake. And they were still being harassed. And they had to flee and get through that water and be baptized, immersed into Moses. How shall we, verse 2, Romans 6, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were dipped, immersed, submerged, baptized, fully wet under water into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we, everybody say baptized, were buried, everybody say baptized, buried with him, everybody say baptized, through baptism, everybody say baptism, into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, the Holy Spirit, even so we should walk in the newness of life. You see, my dear friend, I don't know if the cameras can catch me, but you know what? Here at Little Falls Christian Center, we have a graveyard right in the middle of the church, or on the side of the church. This year is a baptismal pool. This year is deep enough to get me straight under the water. Water's nice and warm, I must say. And I can now, with this water, walk around like that, throw a couple of little drops and fake it, or I can say to you, come and be buried. Amen. And leave Egypt behind you for the remission. That means freedom from bondage and slavery. Leave it behind. What holds you back? Oh, I love to suffer, you know. Oh, I just I'm just suffering for Jesus now. Hallelujah. You know, Hilarimus Tomerik, don't you realize that you can walk free if the Son of God sets you free? You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You'll be free from bondage, of slavery, of punishment, of the taskmaster, the demons of hell that try to get to your soul, try to get into your family, messes up everything. One decision. And I bury my old man. What comes out there is the new man. And I'm raised into glory. Moment I was baptized, I started talking in tongues almost immediately. I came out of that water. People were telling me they were baptizing people in some area of Africa where there are many demons. Where they get to that baptismal pool, those demons saying, No, don't do that. Don't do that. And the people were going like this, well, devil, we're not listening to you. Gone are the spirits. Curse completely broken. Freedom from bondage. Oh, dear Jesus, how many people are walking around in that bondage? They stopped this side of the grave. Their old men and the old nature has never been buried. Now they walk around, a spectacular display of carnality. Walk around and everything goes wrong. People all the time are targeting them. They're being victimized. Every other thing happens to them. Okay. Therefore, verse 4, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. I'm going to read on. First Corinthians, Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Goodbye, old man. I'm waiting for the glorified body now. He, John, Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is dipped shall be saved. The word saved follows. A lot of people say, well, you know, it doesn't matter if I, you know, compromise. You know, what do people think about me? You're tendering for trouble. And that's the reason why you've been struggling in life. Because you're still in Egypt. You're still very much there, and you're an open target. And the devil knows you belong to God. Knowing this, verse 6, that an old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. Everybody say baptism. That we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed. Everybody say freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you, Little Falls listeners this morning, also, reckon yourselves indeed to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'd like to go on, but I don't want to go on because I want to spare some for tonight, because this today is a mass baptism day. We're not playing games. I'm telling you now, you are confronted. I don't care if you got out of the ark with Noah in all these years. You've just been besprinkled. You're a compromiser. You should repent right here and now. The apostles told you, repent and be dipped. If you haven't been dipped, that means you're wrong. That means you have not, maybe you didn't understand. Maybe you're not a compromiser. Maybe you just didn't understand. But now you do understand. That if you're baptized, you've got to go under, you've got to go to the graveyard. By public identification, go under that water, lock, stock, and barrel. Van kop tot tuna, including hair, everything. When we baptize people, we make sure that everything's under the water. When they come out there, when I came out there, I changed. From the herald that works for the world to herald the servant of God. Just like that. I had gone through a burial, and there's no way that I could ever return to that old lifestyle. Never. Never desired to. What's more, suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon me. I started speaking in tongues. The gifts of the Spirit were flowing like this. Because I said, my Jesus, if you say, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. I said, yes, Lord. Those men, those three lecturers came to me and I was baptized. And the moment I was baptized, they said to me immediately, we want you in the Bible school, in the theological college. Because I'm graduated, they allowed me to start with correspondence. My friends, let me say this to you this morning. Precies nou, hoe lank was jy 'n Christen? Excuse me, I'll say it in both Afrikaans and English. Hoe lank is jy nou al 'n Christen, is jy nog steeds nie gedoop nie? Kom nou. How many of you love, let me see this, let me see you raise your hand. How many of you love the truth? Okay? How many of you know the truth sets free? Now just exactly how long have you been walking around
without being baptized. You hear a little false Christian center, and okay, it's nice. I like the preaching, I like the music, I like the this, I like the that.
The world is still with me. I bring the world with me to church. And in the middle of the week is lekker, and then not so lekker, and then very bad, and then very sad, and then ultra bad, and I suffer. And I say, my Lord, this man had to come to a choice that turned me from a servant of the world into a servant of God. It put me on the road, like every single believer, you say, that's the victory moment. That's where, when you raise there, it's like, thou art my son, this day I've begotten thee. Jesus, the firstborn from the dead, secondborn from the dead, thirdborn from the dead. Number, what is you? Or are you? What's your number? Or haven't you got a number yet? You've come, they're chasing you. I'm going to go down there quickly. They're chasing you, chasing you, chasing you, chasing you. And I'll say, get in there. People are waiting for you to bury you. No. What's going to be said by whoever? Now, whoever better be saved before they have anything to say about it. Because except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see. From that moment in time, my eyes went open. The Bible became more delicious than the sweetest cake that you can imagine. It was just a feast. And from there, a new walk begun. How many of you have been Christians for so long? I have here a little baptismal certificate, which is so critical. And you see it? And I have here a baptismal registration card. Now after the service, there are people, because today is baptism Sunday, that will be baptized. But tonight, everybody who wants to be baptized, bring an extra set of clothing and a towel. Come to church and you'll be guided. We'll be baptizing big scale. Right now, would you close your eyes for me, please? I'm talking to both Christians and non-Christians. I'm talking to believers and non-believers. I'm saying to you now, every single one of you, how long have you been around as a Christian, but you've never gone through that water pool? Now, you talk the truth. Don't mess around now, because the Holy Spirit is watching you. Don't mess around. Don't just, whatever you do, don't lie. How many of you have been a Christian, or you just didn't know any better, and you want to commit your life to Christ, and what did Peter say? Repent, and then be baptized. So, how many of you want God's staying power with you? And you say, I've been a Christian for a long time, you know, and I've never been baptized. Neither in the Jordan River, nor here. Or any other church. How many of you have just been satisfied in the zone of uncomfortability? The uncomfortable zone has become a way of life, and you want to move into the kingdom of God zone with eyes open and a new phase of life. A watershed is the break point to a new phase or a new era of life. That's what it means in the dictionary. And you say, Pastor, you might be here for the first time. You have never given your life to Jesus. And you say, I want to give my life to Jesus. And I want to be baptized as quick as possible. I say as quick as possible. Third time, as quick as possible. Pastor, I want to be baptized. There are some of you that have been Christians, but you're not baptized. For the first time in an open session, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to raise your hands so that I can see you, both Christians, and if you, for the first time, then you can also raise your hand. Maar steek jou aan op. Almal, wat nie gedoop is nie. Almal, every single person. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. God is talking to you. God is talking to you. You've got a choice now. Egypt is behind you. Do you desire the flesh parts of Egypt or you don't want to be walking with God? You say, I'll walk with God from this day on. Pastor Harold, I have never been baptized. Now, there's a lot of people in this place. And you know what is holding you back? There's a thing called pride. This is when we get off that horse and we put it in our pocket and we say, I'm just a mere man. I want the best of life. I want the best of life. I want peace. I want blessedness. I want God. I want Jesus in my life right now. Pastor, please, I want to say today, I have never been baptized. Steek jou hand helder en duidelik op voor die Here. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you. I see hands going up. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. People are raising their hands. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you at the back there. I see hands going up. God bless you. But I know today, as true as I stand on this platform, the Holy Spirit is saying to me this, there are people here that are more concerned about what people would think about them, and they're now questioning the Bible. Can you think about that? Question the Bible. Can you question the Bible? No, you can't question the Bible. You'll never forget this day. This day is the 17th of the month of March, 2019. You will never forget this message. If you don't respond now, you cannot forget this message because I'm saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Spirit burn this into the hearts of people. And tonight will be a supernatural night. My last call, any person here says, Pastor, me, I have never been baptized. Kom nou, jy's eerlik. Jy's nou eerlik. God bless you. I see your hand. I saw the hand at the back there. God bless you. I've seen that hand. Anybody else say, Pastor, include me? I wonder everybody who said, I want to be baptized. You won't get baptized now. Or you want to commit your life to Jesus. You won't get baptized now. I want you to stand up. Just stand up. As your hand opgesteek het, staan. If you raise your hand, stand. Stand up for me, please. Everyone who raised up their hand, stand. Stand, stand. That's right. Right now, stand. I don't care if you've been a Christian for 50 years. Now, and these people, can I ask you to come to me? Kom gou gou na my toe. Ek wil vir julle kaartjies gee, hierdie kaartjies in julle hande sit. I want to give you this in your hands. Give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. I want to give this in your hands. It is a brave step in eyes opened in the kingdom of God. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is the watershed of your life. Today, if you're sitting and listening to me and you have not, how many of you, everybody stand up for me, please. Everybody stand up for me. Now just stand, remain standing. Only what I say now, only what I say now, only those people respond. If you've been immersed underwater, in other words, properly dipped, you buried your old man, then sit. Only you. Only you. See? Those people standing, you need to be here so God can set you free. Give the Lord another praise offering. Come, 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 come. That's right. This changes you from an ordinary person to a person of the kingdom of God. And the devil's power and curses have now been broken after this. Now, every one of you get a card. Listen to me, that's all you got to do today. We're not going to hold you here. We're not going to hold the church service. Okay? Congratulations, little one. Congratulations, sir. This is a watershed. This changes everything. From here onward, never be the same again. It's never the same in my life. Never can never be the same again. So all of you fill this in nicely. And I want you to stay for a moment in front till you've done so. And there'll be people behind you. I need some ushers and people. Oh, Pastor Tiens is the one that's going to be talking to you. Can I ask you to turn to your heart side and just walk with him? He just wants to explain what you can do. Just please, please, whatever you do, just moet gaan sit nie, gaan saam, just walk with. Come on, everybody, give the Lord a proper praise offering. We're in for revival at Little Falls. We're in for revival at Little Falls. Now, you know what? There is a special glue called pride. It sticks you to your seat. That special glue called pride, the upkeep of that thing is the result of a downfall. That's where you just don't have life and life abundantly like you should have. I think you need to give the Lord a proper praise of you. Would you all stand with me, please? For those of you this day that found that your pastor has been very straight. Yes, I was very straight. But you know you're going to have to love me anyway. Look at me now. How many of you raised your hands and said, this is the Constitution? Amen. Right? You've accepted the Constitution says. So what do? I do what the Constitution tells me to do. Right? Right? And that's the problem. People don't do this. They hear it, but they don't want to do it. And they bring suffering upon themselves. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, and give you eternal salvation. In the name of God, the Almighty Father, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said...
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.